you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Lover's Lane, big city style. Romantic illumination by neon, serenaded by buses and honky-tonks. Perfumed by refuse cans stacked at the curb. Not a very pretty picture. But to Ross and Barbara, it doesn't matter. Nor does the cold wind sweeping in from the ocean, blowing the city's grit into their eyes. For this is their Camelot, their Garden of Eden. In their eyes is hope. Belief that somewhere within their grasp is the raw material of tomorrow. But the trick is, don't put your faith in the wrong hands. In just a moment, on Crisis, a tale of the bizarre called Ask Me Any Question. Now, meet Ross, the parking lot jockey, and Barbara, the movie cashier, and ask me any question.
Are you sure you're warm enough?
Yes, I'm fine, really.
Oh, geez, it drives me crazy.
What?
8 hours a day I'm parking other people's cars. Eldorados, T-Birds, and I don't even have the dough to buy a junker.
Yeah, but someday.
Yeah, someday. When someday?
I don't know.
I wish you didn't have to be at work at midnight.
Yeah, so do I. At least they keep warm. They got a little electric heater in the box office.
Yeah, that's more than they got at the lot. Summer, winter, all the same to Kirkwood. Hey, you want to go in there?
What? The Fun Zone Arcade? What's he doing there?
Oh, they got shooting gallery, games, you know, little movie machines and stuff. Well, I guess you wouldn't be too interested in them.
What does it cost?
Never mind. This I can afford. Hey, give me some change.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Thanks. Okay, what do we do first?
You come in here a lot?
Not a lot. I've been in here for a long time now. Since I met you.
I'm a good influence, see?
Hey, look. Hey, they got a new gimmick.
What's it supposed to be?
It's one of them fortune tellers.
That's not a real person in the glass case, is it?
Nah, it's a dummy made up to look like a gypsy. But I've never seen this kind before.
What does it say? Ask me any question, hear the gypsy answer.
Hey, that's me.
Well, how does it work?
Well, let's see. Insert 25 cents for 3 answers. Speak into microphone, press button for answer.
Looks like a telephone booth. Hey, what are you going to ask?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Yeah, here goes.
Greetings, my friends. Learn your fortune. Ask me any question.
Hey, Dick Cat! Look at him move around in there.
What is I asking?
What do you have to do? Speak into the microphone, press button for answer. Okay, here goes. This here's my girl. What's her name?
All right, push the button.
Yeah.
You know the answer yourself.
Big deal.
Jeez, what a ripoff. Well, I got 2 more questions to go. Let's see. Hey, I know. Am I ever going to get a raise?
The answer to your question is yes.
Hey, way to go, gypsy old kid.
Ross, ask it if we're going to ever get married.
You kidding? Want me to ask that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, why not? Hey, gypsy, about Barbara and me. We ever going to get married?
You will have the desire of your heart.
Well, what do you know about that?
I'll bet those are the only 3 answers it knows. It's a recording.
Yeah, but did you hear what she said about my ring? She said yes.
It didn't know my name.
Yeah, but hey, remember what she said? You know the answer yourself. Now, how would a machine know that I knew the answer myself? That's weird.
Put another quarter in and test it.
Yeah, okay.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your fortune. Ask me any questions.
Oh, no. I'm just going to give you a little test, Gypsy. I'm just going to push your button and hear you answer something I didn't even ask. There. Hey, come on.
Push it again.
Nothing.
Oh, it probably won't play the recording till you speak into the mic.
Okay, I got one more chance. Let's see. Hey, I got a beauty. Hey, Gypsy, are you, can you really tell fortunes?
Why don't you find out for yourself?
Why don't you find out for yourself? What kind of answer is that?
I'm getting cold, honey.
Wait a minute. I got to figure this out.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your fortune. Ask me any question.
All right. Here's a question. Can you tell me how to get more dough so Barbara and me can get married?
Use great care, and the results will be favorable.
Come on, Ross.
Okay, I'll buy that. I got to be very careful the way I asked Kirkwood for a raise. Now I got another one. You're going to dig on this one, Barbara. Are Barbara and me going to have lots of kids?
You must let time take care of all things.
Hey, he's got a sense of humor.
Give me your coat, honey. I'm really cold.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait. I got to be at work pretty soon.
Oh, okay. I got one more question coming.
Love it. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Got to make this one count. When am I going to die? Yeah? Well, come on.
Don't ask that. I wouldn't want to know.
Come on, Gypsy. Answer.
Push a button.
I'm pushing. What do you think I'm doing? It don't do no good. Maybe you didn't hear me. When am I going to die? Hey, it turned itself off.
Oh, come on, Ross. Walk me back to the theater, huh?
This lousy Gypsy cheated me. That Gypsy is a jerk.
Hey, Ross, forget it. Honey, come on. Here comes the guy.
Hey, you. What do you think you're doing?
It's no good Gypsy owes me an answer. I only got two answers for my quarter.
Well, look, pounding on it ain't going to help none. Look, I'll give you a dime. Here.
I don't want the dime. I want my answer.
Come on.
Well, you bug off, fella. Here's your dime. Now get lost.
I don't want your lousy dime. I want my answer.
Hey, what's the matter? Is he nuts or something? I can't get your answer. The thing's probably busted.
When are you going to get it fixed?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Well, he asked it a stupid question, that's all. Come on, Ross.
Yeah, well, it must have been some question. You know, I'll bet you blew its fuse.
The city, 8 a.m., 9 blocks away from the Fun Zone Arcade. Through the teeming wet sidewalks of early morning weaves Ross to the window of the box office where Barbara sells tickets to the all-night movie.
Hey, honey, hi.
Ross, what are you doing here? I still got a half hour before I'm off.
I know. Hey, I had to come over and tell you. Remember last night, the gypsy fortune teller? Well, it happened. It really happened.
What?
I got the raise, just like she said.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful? It's weird. Change, please.
Okay. There you go. Hey, you were the kid that tried to jimmy up the gypsy fortune telling machine last night.
I didn't try to jimmy it up. It didn't answer my third question. Hey, is it working this morning?
Yeah, it's working. But you listen to me. If you have any more trouble with this thing, you come to see me, you understand? You don't beat on the machine. You come ask for Seelig. That's me, Seelig.
Okay, Mr. Seelig.
Okay, now, so take your quarters and enjoy.
Okay.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your fortune. Ask me any question.
Gypsy. You were right about the raise. I got the raise. Just like that. Now, I got three more questions. Number one, can you tell me how to get a lot of money fast?
You can have anything you wish if you use your ability.
Anything I wish? If I use my ability? What ability? Gypsy. You mean I got to use my head? I got to be smart? Is that it?
The answer to your question is no.
No? That don't make sense. Anything I wish, if I use my abilities. But I don't have to use my head. Well, that only leaves one thing. A gypsy. You mean I ought to I just take what I want? You mean I could get away with heisting Kirkwood's dough? Is that it?
Use great care, and the result will be favorable.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that's what you meant. Hey, I gotta ask you something else.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your
Yeah, greetings. It's still me again. Now listen. I can get my hands on a couple $100 by slipping the pocket money into my pocket instead of putting it into Kirkwood's little office safe on the lot. But Kirkwood comes around at different times of day to check his lots. I've got to keep him away long enough to get some dough. Some real dough. How do I do it?
You know the answer yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Sure. Hey, I really want to thank you, Gypsy. And I'm sorry about last night. Only I asked you a question, and you never gave me an answer. I'll try it again. Just for kicks. No big thing. Just for kicks now, okay? When will I die? Well, when will I die? Nothing! Hey, Mr. Seeley.
Yeah?
Same thing as last night.
You mean you pound on the case?
No, all right.
Now listen to me. I'm going to give you back 15 cents, and then I don't want to see you around here no more. Hey, girlie, you are looking for someone?
Yes. Would you remember last night about the same time I was in here?
Remember? You better believe it. You're looking for your boyfriend? Well, I run him out of here around 10 o'clock this morning.
You ran him out of here?
Yeah, he busted the gypsy fortune teller again. What is it with that kid anyway? I give him his money back and I told him not to come back. You see him, you tell him I mean it, okay?
10 o'clock. Are you sure? I mean, he should have been at work by 10.
Well, he was right here feeding quarters into the gypsy.
Oh, no.
You know, let me tell you something. A good-looking chick like you could do a lot better than that little nothing.
Oh, he's just confused. It's your gypsy fortune-telling machine.
Yes, I know, baby, I know. I've seen a lot of weirdos like him. They get a couple of right answers, and they think they're talking to God.
Yes.
That's why I got the gadget in the place. You see, people have to have something to believe in. Some people believe that for a handful of quarters, they can get help with their problems, find out the future. But I'd like to see their faces if I ever opened up the case and showed them what's inside. Just a bunch of electrical wiring.
That's what I wish Ross would do. I wish he'd just realize it's just a dumb piece of machinery.
Yeah. Well, look, you tell your boyfriend not to come around here no more, okay? Ah, but you can come back anytime, Curly.
Ross? Hey, Ross, where have you been? I waited for you. You didn't show up. It's almost time for me to go to work. Where have you been?
Walking. Just walking around.
What's the matter? Didn't the race come through?
It isn't that. It's nothing.
Did you have dinner?
No.
Tell me what's wrong, please.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Look, leave me alone, will you?
All right, if that's what you want.
Wait. Barbara, come here. Listen, don't say a word about this to anyone.
I won't.
I chickened out on something.
What?
Well, I was gonna fix it so we could get married right away.
What do you mean?
It was the gypsy's idea. See, when Kirkwood stops into the parking lot around noon...
The gypsy's idea? What are you talking
about?
Let
me finish, will you? See, when Kirkwood stops into the lot around noon to check the receipts, that means he probably won't be back until after I'm off shift. So I could take the dough we collect from then on.
You're kidding.
No.
Steal Kirkwood's money?
Now, wait a minute. Don't get all excited.
Kirkwood had have you arrested. Did you ever think of that?
That's what I mean. I've been thinking about it. So, I chickened out. Almost had $100 in my pocket when it was quitting time. I could have walked right off the lot with all that dough. I stuck it in the safe.
Oh, for a minute, I thought...
But don't you see, Barbara? I don't have enough guts.
I don't care about that. I care that you used your head. I want to get married, too, but not on stolen money. Come on, Ross. Walk me up to the theater. It's almost midnight.
Give me some change.
Okay, here you go. Oh, no. Listen, Mr. Trouble, I told you last time you ain't coming in here no more. Now, beat it.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I promise it won't cause any trouble. Come on, just give me 4 quarters. Please, is the gypsy working okay?
Yeah, it's working fine. And I want to keep it that way. Now, bug off. You hear me? Take off.
No, I got to ask her one thing.
Come back here.
Let go of me. Mister? Hey, mister! Hey, I'm sorry. Oh, no. He hit his head right on the cement. Blood running out of his ear. Nobody saw us. Maybe I can drag him around the back of the booth. There. Now. Quarters. Ah, this will be plenty. Oh, Gypsy. Oh, please help me. You got me into trouble with Mr. Selig. You told me to steal from Mr. Crookworth. What's the matter with you? Don't you like me? Here.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your fortune. Ask
oh, you
any
say that
question.
Every time, but you don't answer every question.
You know the answer yourself.
That's no kind of an answer. Look, I'm in trouble. I gotta get some money and get away. What'll I do?
Use great care, and the results will be favorable.
You mean go ahead and take Kirkwood's money?
The answer to your question is yes.
But I need the money now. Tonight! Oh, I gotta put in another quarter.
Greetings, my friend.
Oh, look, will you knock that off? You know me, it's Ross. It's me. Oh, I need money tonight. You know what happened with Mr. Selig? Wait, he's got money. Stacks of dough in his little change book. Why not?
The answer to your question is no.
No? Oh, I see how it is. You work for Selig. Yeah, you're sticking up for him. Well, what do you think about that?
You know the answer yourself.
There, you used to give me good answers. Straight answers. Now, please. All right. I got one big question to ask you tonight. You never answered before. You've got to answer it now. Will you answer it now if I ask you?
The answer to your question is yes.
Okay. Oh, you need more money, don't you? Okay, here you are.
Greetings, my friend.
Oh, do you have to say it, even though it's still me?
Ask me any questions.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this one very important question now. Remember, you said you'd answer. Okay? Okay, here it is. When will I die? Come on, you promised. When will I die? Tell me. You know. It's the one thing you won't tell me. I'm going to give you one more chance. When will I die? Tell me. I'm going to get to you, Gypsy. I'm going to tear your heart out. Wires and machinery. You're just a machine! I'm gonna kill you with my bare hands!
Yeah?
How you been?
Okay. I read about you getting back to work.
Yeah, you seen that thing in the papers, huh? Well, I'm better off than the kid. Did you know he was nuts when you was going with him?
He wasn't nuts.
Huh? Not much. Come in here, knocked me down, left me for dead, then winds up smashing the gypsy, electrocuting himself. But I'm sorry for his folks.
He didn't have any.
Well, then I'm sorry for you. Hey, what are you doing back here?
Oh, I've been coming here a lot since before you got out of the hospital.
You had? Funny. You didn't look like the type.
Can I have some change?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Hello, darling.
Greetings, my friend. Learn your fortune. Ask me any question.
You've been listening to Ask Me Any Question, tonight's tale of terror on Crisis. Our players were Gordon Thorne as Ross, Veronica as Barbara, Douglas Young as Selig, and Pat French as the Gypsy Fortune Teller. Ask Me Any Question was an original concept by Fred Sanchez, written and produced by yours truly, Jim French. Crisis is distributed by the Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Post Office Box 10914, St. Petersburg, Florida.